Why did you decide to run for North Little Rock mayor?
My Kroger closed. And so I thought, well, if I can just talk to the right people, if I can just get this issue out here, we can save our Kroger. And that'll be great. And so I talked with all the managers. I talked with anybody who works there, everyone. I wrote letters. I made phone calls. And I finally got a postcard that said, "Dear Ms. Koontz, there is another Kroger 1.4 miles away. You'll be fine." So I just felt really impotent there that I couldn't make a difference. But I thought, you know, we also weren't getting some of the city beautification projects. It just wasn't coming here. And the response from others was, well, it needs to come from the neighborhood. It needs to come from the residents. And the problem with that is when you're working full time, when you're raising your children, maybe you're taking care of your parents or grandparents, you don't necessarily have the luxury of time. And, you know, the saying now for mental health is spoons. You don't have enough spoons to take on another project. So I looked at, you know, maybe running for city council, but I'm a classroom teacher. Many of their meetings are during the daytime, which means I would have to get a sub and someone else to teach my students every time I went to a luncheon or a breakfast meeting or that sort of thing. And that doesn't let me do my job as a classroom teacher. So I looked at the requirements for mayor. You had to be 18 and you had to live within the city limits. And I said, all right, let's do it, because people listen to mayors.
How do you feel that your skills, background, experiences qualify you to serve as mayor?
All the things that come with being a classroom teacher and all the things that come with being a parent has really helped me learn to prioritize. How much energy do I have? How much energy do other people have? And I've become much more efficient in a lot of areas, which is nice. Say I want to take the kids on a field trip. Well, I have to first get my other teachers to agree that this is a field trip worth going on. I have to find funding for it. I have to find transportation. I have to tie it to all the learning standards. I have to contact the location and make sure that by the time I have those things approved, they still have space. I have to run it through my principal. I have to make sure buses are available. Then I've got to get all the permission slips to the kids, out to their parents on time, returned, talk to the cafeteria staff. You know, there's a lot of moving parts, and that's something I do all the time. And that's similar to running a city. There's a lot of moving parts. You need to be able to trust your team. You need to be able to work efficiently. You need to make sure you know people's names. You need to be able to say, hey, am I comfortable in this space? What's making me uncomfortable about it? Are other people comfortable in this space? What's making them uncomfortable? If we make a choice, who benefits from that choice we make and who gets hurt by that choice? You know, there's only so much money, there's only so much time, and there are only so many resources.
What is the first issue that you would tackle if elected?
So, good streets make good cities. If people feel safe walking around because the trash is picked up, the sidewalks are in good repair, the streetlights are working, then they're going to be comfortable raising their families there. They're going to be comfortable opening a business there. If they have to, you know, keep a boat because it's going to flood in their neighborhood, then that's something the city needs to fix. So I'd really like us to go through and look at these very bare bones of our city, our infrastructure.
What changes do you think need to happen in North Little Rock?
I think sometimes we rely on our proximity to Little Rock a little too much. And so I would like to make sure that we have more health centers doing testing and that sort of thing. So, you know, I'd also like to see us do more immunization clinics for our school-age children, partnering with our elementary schools and our middle schools. Kids need a lot of shots to stay healthy and safe. It can be very frustrating if you're a working parent to have to go and take, you know, there's a HPV vaccine called Gardasil, and it's a series of three shots, which means you have to take your kid to the doctor once, and then I think it's a month later, and then 6 months later. You know, it would be great if those are things that we could partner with our schools and have them done there. So I would like to see a bigger partnership between the city and our school system. And as a classroom teacher, I think I'm in a great position of knowing what that might look like from the educator standpoint.
What do you believe are the city of North Little Rock's greatest strengths?
The people of North Little Rock are ready. They're ready for livable wages. They're ready for beautification programs. They're ready for playgrounds and parks. They're waiting to be asked to be involved. We have whole neighborhoods who have never been invited to the table before. You know, one of the things I've learned from listening as I've gone campaigning is, you know, they haven't been asked in a really long time by someone in a position of power, what would you like to see happen? And so I think that's something that we have people who are eager to be involved. Our people are one of our greatest resources here in North Little Rock. You know, they live right here. They want to work here. They want to play here. They want to raise their families here. Let's give them the services to support those dreams.
How do you align with a base without mentioning partisan politics?
You know, I love that the mayoral race is nonpartisan. After people talk to me about trash, the next thing they want to know is if I'm a Republican or a Democrat. And here's the deal. Floodwaters don't care if you're a Republican or a Democrat. Sewage backups do not care about your party affiliation. We all want the same things. We want safe neighborhoods where we can raise our children. We want good schools where they can get a good education. We want well-paying jobs so people can have a nice home, do it up nicely, go out to dinner, go on vacation every now and then. We all want these same things. And I think one of the problems is federal politics have become so polarizing that we forget that right here at the city, we have to do things like make sure the electricity is working, make sure internet access is available to everyone, make sure the buses are running on time and running in routes where they're useful and that sort of thing. And those are things that party politics shouldn't really be involved in. Those are ways we can really work together because it's about us as people just caring for our families and our environments.